I'm Jenna Dooley. A national study comparing general school funding dollars with the amount spent on staff benefits singles out Illinois, and not in a good way. Dusty Rhodes has more.
The study tracked spending on K-12 education for the years 2005 through 2014. Nationwide, spending increased slightly, but spending on benefits for school staff, that increased much more. The report spotlighted Illinois with a graph showing such a big spike in 2009, it looks like a shark swimming across a shallow pool of school funding dollars. Max Marcatello, the bellwether analyst who wrote the report, says it's probably because of Illinois' $77 billion teacher pension liability.
It was a huge spike in 2009 during the recession, and then it plummets the next year. My guess is because they had to keep paying their obligations as their economy, like the rest of this country, tanked.
The nine-year study showed that nationwide, spending on benefits rose 22%, but in Illinois, spending on benefits rose 82%. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
In other news, the unemployment rate fell in all 14 Illinois metro areas last month. Compared to July of last year, Illinois Department of Employment Security spokesman Bob Goff says more people are working.
Now, this has driven the unemployment rate down to near record levels. Matter of fact, the Chicago metro area had its lowest July unemployment rate on record.
Job gains over the year were seen in 10 metro areas, including Chicago and its suburbs, Kankakee, East St. Louis, and Champaign-Urbana. But employment watchdogs say the numbers don't paint the whole picture, saying many people have dropped out of the workforce or remain underemployed. With the auction of two of its Marriott hotels approaching, a Central Illinois museum wants to make sure a historic mural stays public. The Peoria Riverfront Museum filed a claim in U.S. bankruptcy court indicating ownership of the mural in the hotel lobby. The mural, created by George Matthews Harding, depicts the landing of the Marquette and Louis Joliet expedition in 1673. It features the French explorer Marquette greeting a group of Native Americans. The mural is considered an important piece of the city's history, and the museum aims to establish ownership and keep the mural public. Finally, a jury found both suspects guilty of first-degree murder in the killing of Chicago's Hedia Pendleton. This is Illinois News on your NPR News station. I'm Jenna Dooley.
I'm Jennifer Fuller with this news. Two Vienna natives say they'll reopen the IGA store in that Johnson County town. Chad and Chance Miles, who currently own Miles Brothers Meats in West Frankfort, say they'll call their new store Miles Brothers Foods. It'll retain the familiar IGA sign. Chad says the decision to assume ownership of the business happened quickly after the store closed suddenly in June.
It just something that kind of came up, and we were both just really interested in it, getting something back for the community.
Chad says he and his brother will sign paperwork to take ownership next week. He says they'll clean the building, set up food vendor agreements, and hire more employees. The brothers hope to have the store open in late September or early October. To say the SIU men's basketball team faces a challenging non-conference schedule may be an understatement this year. The Salukis released their schedule yesterday. The Dogs will play at Kentucky, the preseason number one team in the country in some publications. That game is set for November 9th at the famed Rupp Arena. SIU will play at least three non-conference games against teams that finished in the previous season in the top 26 in the RPI. That ties a school high. If the Salukis face Nevada in the Las Vegas Holiday Invitational, it'll be the first SIU team to schedule four top 30 RPI non-conference games. And for the fifth month of the year, the unemployment rate fell in all of Illinois' metro areas. The State Department of Employment Security's spokesperson, Bob Goff, says more people were working than in July of 2017, and that drives down the jobless rate. I'm Jennifer Fuller.